I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. We are welcoming the Dead Pigeons to the studio right now, all the way from West Bank, Minneapolis, and they're playing tonight as part of the KUMD monthly concert series at the Red Herring Lounge here in Duluth. They're playing along with local bands Feeding Leroy and Trevor Marin. The doors open at 9, Trevor at 10, Feeding Leroy at 11, and the Dead Pigeons hitting the stage at midnight. Well, welcome, guys. Welcome to the studio. Hey, thanks. Great to have you. Have you been to Duluth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
too much.
Back. Let's kick it off with a tune, and then we'll get to chatting. What are we going to hear?
The song's called Letter to a Saint.
It's the Dead Pigeons on 103.3.
Tone off.
1, 2, 3.
Seems clear, you don't want me here no more. Try to stay awake cause we do better when I ain't around, so why you fan? I came home and I found again all my stuff piled at the door. Say, when's the last time you even took a shower? Yeah, you stink, you're never around. You helpless, hopeless little clown. Take a bath, I hope you drown. I tried, I can't do this anymore. About to understand.
That's true. The worst I did was not to be what you wanted me to be for you. You killed me. Can't you see? I walked your streets going back and forth, just dreaming maybe I'll go back up north. So I could feel just a little more warmth and I could see my breath again.
West to San Francisco. I'll find a big cathedral. I'll paint a big old fresco. A picture of Mother Mary, but the face is really yours. And all the sick, the poor can come from miles around. They'll pray to you to heal their sickness. Fall down to knees and beg forgiveness. Say, oh, please, and I'll bear witness. I'll say, yeah, she's long suffering, she's been with me. You can come to them in their darkest hour. Yeah, you can say, hey, I can feel your pain. See, that man, he tried to love me in vain. And he just drove me insane. But I'm so good, I still let him try.
The Dead Pigeons here on 103.3 KUMD. What a lively tune.
Thanks.
So welcome to Duluth, and you're on almost just a regular tour here going on. Tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're from and what are you doing right now out on the road?
Well, I shouldn't say north because this is a lot farther north, but I live north of the cities in a crappy little cabin outside of town there, but these guys are from Minneapolis. They live in Minneapolis, but...
Well, let's do a quick round of introductions. Pardon me. So you're Drew Peterson, and you're a lead singer, and you're on guitar, and we'll go around.
I'm Mandy Fassett on fiddle and mando.
I'm Darren Christensen, and I hold down the rhythm section.
And that includes bass drums. You know, pull out the tambourine later.
Beatbox. No, just
kidding. Too bad.
And so you were up in Grand Marais last night, and here in Duluth, and on to Wisconsin. A lot of dates in a row, or are you touring some of the new stuff that you have coming out this spring?
Yeah, yeah, we're playing a lot of new songs, a lot of new stuff. We've kind of slowed down over the winter a little bit, but it always ramps up in the... I just had a baby, so we're...
That can really bite into your time.
Yeah, yeah. They don't tour very well.
So your first project was Even I Knew, CD out. Tell us about that first project that you did together.
Yeah, Even If I Knew was our first release. It's based off of a quote, which is, even if I knew the world would end tomorrow, I'd still plant my apple tree. It's a weird kind of dark but hopeful album, yeah.
And have you started working on a next project, or?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we've started it a couple times now, and we've had some band membership changes, and I think we finally got squared away where we're going with it. So, but the album's going to change again. We actually kind of had it finished twice, and I think we're going to change it a third time. So, but it's good. Yeah, it's a. I'm still not quite sure which direction we're going, but it's a good happy album.
Talk about you guys getting together and starting as a band. You shared a little bit about starting on the West Bank and how that came about.
Yeah, I was in a different project that I just kind of fell apart, and I was going to quit music, and I basically thought to myself, like, well, if I'm going to keep going at this, I want to kind of force myself to quit or make it happen, and I picked what... It was probably the worst bar to play music as a solo guy. One guy with a guitar walking into, you know, Palmer's, which is, I love the bar. It's an awesome bar, but it's not somewhere you would walk in and think, I think I'm going to go listen to a lone guy with an acoustic guitar. So I did that for tips starting off. I was friends with the owners, and it tumbled into something bigger. And a lot of players started coming around, and after doing it for a couple of years, we just decided to name the band, and it's all just tumbled out from there.
So is this kind of a, you have a rowdy bluegrass sound, you know, good Americana. Is that your background? Is that where you came from, Mandy? Or
I started out doing more like classical violin, but then also, yeah, like a lot of fiddle and later mando.
How about you? Is this in your vein, or is this a departure?
It was in my vein when I met the Dead Pigeons, but about 3 years before that, I was still playing rock and roll and blues and stuff like that, and kind of got sick of lugging around organs and gigantic amps and full drum sets, and I was just like, let's play bluegrass. Walk in with our guitar and mandolin and be done with it.
Right. How is it having a band then if you're, you know, you've done a lot of solo work, a little bit more planning and a little bit... more input?
I could be both sides of it. You know, when it's going good, man, it's nothing better. You know, there's nothing better than like traveling around with good friends and playing music. You know, sometimes logistics and stuff can be a little, I mean, this band has been up to, what's the most we had, was 6 players at one time, where you have to like organize, you know, multiple vehicles and
build an entourage.
Yeah, yeah. Without an entourage.
Right. Well, should we hear another tune? And is this from the last album, an original, or maybe on the next one?
Yeah, that first one was off the off of Even If I Knew, and this one is too. This is a song called Palmer Tea, named after a buddy of ours.
Been gone for so long now. Getting hard to see, and I've been gone for so long now. Don't know how to be in one place, but good to see your face again, my friend. Just like the moon is shining, guess you both know that we'd come around again. I spent a lot of time on this strange and winding road, and I've been beat down and held up, left out in the cold, but I've seen a million wildflowers going straight through asphalt cracks. They've been beat down and broken, but I know I got a heart just like that. And I said, hold on, darling, cause you know we're almost there, and I can hear them calling their sweet smell in the air. Don't wanna go to heaven, cause I ain't got no friends there. We keep searching, won't be nothing left to find.
time for dying. So long now, it's getting hard to see, and I've been gone for so long now. Don't know how to be in one place, but good to see your face, yeah, my friend. Just like the moon is shining, guess we both know that we come around again. And I said, hold on, darling, cause I know we're almost there, and I can hear them calling their sweet smell in the air. Don't wanna go to heaven, cause I ain't got no friends here. We keep searching, won't be nothing left to find. We keep moving, there ain't no time for dying. And I said, hold on, darling, cause I know we're almost there, and I can hear them calling, there's a sweet smell in the air. Don't wanna go to heaven, cause I ain't got no friends here. We keep searching, won't be nothing left to find. We keep moving, there ain't no time for dying.
KUMD, and live from Studio A, it's the Dead Pigeons. We're so pleased to welcome you to the studio, and we'll just have a little more conversation and look forward to the show tonight. Have you? You're playing along with Feeding Leroy, local band.
Yeah.
Have you heard them or?
Yeah, we played with them the first time last month.
About down a month ago, yeah.
Ed's in Winona.
In Winona.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Have so you heard? Have you heard them? Have you seen them play?
Oh yes, yes.
Oh God, they're so good. Yeah.
They're a favorite around town.
Yeah. Super nice people, too.
Yeah, so talk about maybe who have you played with? You had a regular summer schedule playing some festivals and, you know, the reception for Americana and bluegrass bands at festivals is so lively and so fun and really has turned a corner in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Talk about how your last summer went and maybe are you looking forward to some festivals this summer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, last year was great. I mean, we were all over the place. We played festivals everywhere from like the UP down to South Dakota into Iowa. Yeah. All over the Midwest.
Played to some big crowds.
Yeah. Yeah.
How fun is that?
It's pretty fun. Yeah. Yeah. It's a kick in the pants, especially when you're used to, you know, we go from playing smaller venues, you know, like last night up at the Gunflint, smaller but wonderful crowd. So you go from that where you're playing for, you know, 40, 50 people, and then you can have one in the summer where you're paying for 2,000. It's pretty nuts. It's hard to adjust sometimes.
Have you had? Have you shared the stage with anyone that just made you swoon and stuck in your memory?
Like on the same bill?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, it you know. Well, to be honest, every one of the festivals, you always run into like either finding new bands, or that's one of the best parts being a music fan of like we find wonderful bands. And then yeah, the flattery of. I don't know, what are some of the good ones we've... the year before, they put us in between Trampled by Turtles and, I think, Hot Buttered Rum.
Yeah.
At Boats and Bluegrass, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. Fun.
I got to tell Dave Simonette, thanks for opening for us. We were on the side stage. We were not they were the headliner. We were just...
Hey, that's exciting.
Yeah, no, super fun, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your influences. So you came from kind of more of a classical training. How about you, Drew?
Well, I came from a conservative Christian home, and so my first influences are weird, like Jimmy Swaggart and Len Mink. Yeah, and then my brother, do you remember Publishing Clearinghouse? The whole you could get a, like 12 cassette tapes for a penny.
Oh, the Columbia Record Club.
Yeah, my brother, when he was underage, didn't tell my mom and he did that. And so the first tapes that he got were huge influences. They were like Dire Straits, Brother in Arms, Zeppelin 4, Who's Next, Leonard Skinner Pronounce.
Then you didn't have to hide them from your parents?
No. They kind of just let go at that point, yeah. But yeah, all those albums were like huge influence on me, yeah.
So you come from a little bit of a rockin' background, not necessarily Americana. So how did your sound come together for you? Just playing the guitar and doing a lot of solo talking?
For me, it's all been about the writing. And it's just easier to write with an acoustic. I've always just loved the sound of an acoustic. I've been asked multiple times, why don't we play electric? And I don't really know. I just love an acoustic.
So these songs are yours?
Yeah.
Any process? Do you loop them in mid-process? Do you write the words first? How do you go about songwriting?
Every time's different. Every time's different. Sometimes the lyrics come first. Sometimes it's melody. Sometimes progression. But it's normally, yeah. Sometimes it just, they pop right out. It's I don't know. There is such a thing as a muse. I don't even know how to explain it. But sometimes it's just magical where you're just like, where did that come from? You get lucky.
Right. How do you feel about the project that's coming up? I know that you said there's still some changes to be made, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you guys and another album. All originals, or
yeah.
do you play covers at all? Or?
Oh, yeah, we definitely play. We love playing covers. We try to pick really weird ones, though. We like to pick mainly songs where it's like a song we like and we want other people to see it's a good song, even though it's... Like, we've done everything from Wham, Prince... with some of the weird ones, Nine Inch Nails.
Those kind of covers really make the audience smile, though, don't they?
Yeah, if they get them. Sometimes they give us puppy dog looks, turn their heads like, what are you doing?
But then later they realize they loved it.
So some genre switching in the the covers. Yeah. Any traditional Americana covers? Or
none.
Well, none.
Oh. None. Not really, no.
I guess originals. We try to avoid that because everyone else is doing that. So we kind of figure if we're going to do a cover, let's do something that no one else that plays our style of music is doing.
I more appreciate the songwriting, and I like to show, especially when they're artists that people don't normally think of, like, oh, that's a great songwriter. You know, that's what I like to do. I like to pick songs that I think that are great songs that are overlooked.
Do you have a favorite songwriter? Or some tops. It doesn't have to be like
Van Morrison is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Tom Waits. I've always loved James Taylor. John Prine. You know.
You gotta love John Prine.
Yeah.
Well, should we hear another? And this is the Dead Pigeons on Live from Studio A. And some originals here. This is the yet unnamed song, right?
Yeah, we don't have a name for this one yet. It's brand new. We've just been messing around with it, having fun. We call it, on stage, we call it California. That's an E, right?
Yep.
Hey, listen, Mr. Man, I didn't mean to kiss her. She looks so good laying there, it's much too much to bear. Swear to God, I love her and I want to meet her mother, her sister and her brother and anybody else who cares. Don't really care who knows, ain't got much left to show. I'll go wherever she would go. From here on out, there ain't no doubt I'll live without her. I'm gonna shout her name loud for everyone to hear. Tried to warn you, don't you go to California. People there are weird, man, there's something in the air. They serve sun-dried tomatoes on their French fried potatoes. They serve it with aioli, it's mayonnaise for those who care. Don't really care who knows, ain't got much left to show. I'll go wherever she would go. From here on out, there ain't no doubt I'll live without her. I'm gonna shout her name loud. Everyone to hear.
The Dead Pigeons, live from Studio A. Hey, thanks for coming in.
And thank you for having us.
Giving us a preview, and look forward to a rowdy night. And then tomorrow you're off to Chico's.
Chico's.
In northern Wisconsin, Lake Country. What town is that in?
I don't even know.
Springstead or something like that?
Yeah, Springston. I didn't recognize it. It's up past Minocqua.
It's really out in the middle of nowhere.
It really is.
It's awesome. It's an awesome little place. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll come back when you get that next project out.
Oh, definitely. Cool.
The Dead Pigeons playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. It's all part of the KUMD monthly concert series, along with Feeding Leroy and Trevor Marin. And the doors open at 9, and that is a show happening right here in Duluth. And you can find more information at kumd.org. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, myself, Maya Jensen, Sam Quackenbush, Chris Harwood, Cheyenne Vavrina, and Aaron Welsh. You can find upcoming guests and listen to previous sessions at kumd.org. A reminder, Dead Man Winter, live from Studio A on Tuesday afternoon.